September 19th, William Golding, Lord of the Flies. On this day, in 1911, the English novelist William Golding was born. In 1983, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. His first and most famous novel is Lord of the Flies, which tells the story of a group of schoolboys marooned on a desert island who resort to savagery. It was not published until 1953, when Golding was 42 years old. He'd had a distinguished war record in the Navy, and afterwards he lived quietly in the west of England. This poem by Robert Browning has some of the feeling of abandonment that the boys in William Golding's famous book must have felt. This poem's called Waring. What's become of Waring since he gave us all the slip? Chose land travel or seafaring, boots and chest or staff and scrip, rather than pace up and down any longer London town. Who'd have guessed it from his lip or his brow's accustomed bearing, on the night he thus took ship or started landward, little caring? I left his arm that night myself for what's his name's, the new prose poet that wrote the book there on the shelf. How forsooth was I to know it, if Waring meant to glide away like a ghost at break of day, never looked he half so gay. Today I ask to be proactive and not allow myself to be driven by events into self-defeating behaviour.